Good morning. Blustery and cold weather took over overnight, with passing flurries and snow showers dusting the ground in spots. So a little bit of slippery travel this morning to go along with the wind and cold. Most everyone waking up into the teens and lower 20s, but the wind chill is making it feel like it's in the single digits to lower teens as we head out the front door. We'll have some sunshine mixing with clouds today, still blustery and cold throughout the day, with wind gusts at times exceeding 30 miles per hour. This will only allow for a slow temperature climb through the 20s and toward 30 for an afternoon high. A weak disturbance off the eastern seaboard will slide well east of Cape Cod tonight. Still some energy passing by may touch off a round of some light snow showers that could dust the ground, especially across the higher terrain during the overnight period. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a little less wind and temperatures back into the teens. Behind this system, back to a mix of sun and clouds tomorrow. Less wind, so maybe a bit more comfortable, but still only in the middle to upper 20s. High pressure will build in for the weekend, keeping it dry and cold for Saturday and Sunday. Highs on Saturday afternoon in the mid-20s, and with a blustery north to northwest wind flow Sunday, only in the teens and lower 20s for afternoon highs. A couple of disturbances will get going early next week, so sunshine will give way to increasing clouds on Monday with highs in the mid-20s, chance of a few light snow showers Monday night, then increasing clouds again on Tuesday with highs near 30, and that will lead to what looks to be a more messy system come midweek next week with a chance of mixed precipitation and highs in the mid-30s by Wednesday afternoon. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, upper-level energy over the Great Lakes into the mid-Mississippi Valley will produce snow from Kansas City and St. Louis to Cincinnati and Nashville later this afternoon and to Pittsburgh by this evening. Snowfall amounts will be light and generally under 3 inches. Winter weather advisories have been issued. And we continue to track a series of Pacific storm systems that'll bring a prolonged period of heavy precipitation to parts of the West. Very heavy snow, measured in feet, will fall from the Sierra to the Great Basin, while heavy rain is expected in coastal sections of California and the Pacific Northwest. Flooding will be a concern by later this week into the weekend as additional storms come ashore. Winter storm warnings have been issued for the mountains and flood watches and advisories for the lower elevations. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with blowing snow and fog, 6 below 0 with a west wind at 71 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy with ice crystals and 6 below 0. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 22 degrees, the dew point 8. 55% relative humidity, a west wind at 13 gusting to 23 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.80 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at Marathon, Florida, to a low of 26 below zero at Ingomar, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds and windy mid-30s, Boston mostly sunny and windy in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo cloudy and windy with snow, 3 to 5 inches by the end of the day with highs in the mid-20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 44 degrees, the low 22, the average temperature 33, that's 10 degrees above normal. 0.1 inch of precipitation yesterday and 0.2 inch of snow. For the month, 0.3 inch, which is 1.9 inches of snow below normal. For the season, 14.7 inches of snow in Albany, which is 4.3 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees. The average low, 15. The record high, 64, set in 1950, and the record low, 24 below zero in 1904. Sunrise this morning, 7:26 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:36 p.m. 9 hours and 10 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy with snow showers today and highs in the mid to upper 20s. More snow showers tonight, lows in the middle teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and windy, a couple of flurries or snow showers today with highs in the lower 30s. A couple of snow showers around tonight with lows in the upper teens to around 20. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and windy with snow showers and some heavier squalls in the snow belt today. Temperatures in the upper 20s to around 30. More snow showers and heavier squalls tonight with lows in the middle and upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly to mostly cloudy today, becoming windy with scattered snow showers around and temperatures in the upper 20s to around 30. Mostly cloudy with snow showers around tonight and lows in the upper teens. For the greater capital district, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and windy today with a few snow showers around and highs in the middle to upper 20s. More snow showers around tonight with lows in the mid to upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, still cold, mid to upper 20s. Mid-20s with a mix of sun and clouds Saturday. Partly sunny, breezy, and very cold Sunday, upper teens and lower 20s. Sunshine giving way to some clouds Monday, breezy, mid-20s. Snow showers around Monday night, giving way to some sun Tuesday. Then clouds come back in with mixed precipitation on Wednesday, highs through the middle of next week back into the 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.